The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Free Odyssey app.
Congressman Dan Muser joining me this morning. And thank you so much for being here. We were actually at the same event, kind of said hi at that huge event in Montgomery County less than 2 weeks ago, where Michael Whatley was one of the keynotes and you as well. So thanks for being here this morning.
Dawn, very nice to be with you. Thanks.
Absolutely. So first of all, Montgomery County, I started with that because that's where Joe Biden will be this evening as he is focusing in on this traditionally blue area. Will it be as blue? Well, he's there campaigning with Casey, but of course, former President Trump will be here in Pennsylvania, I think two locations, right? And excited right. about campaigning back to Pennsylvania after Butler.
Yeah. He's going to be, President Trump's going to be in Scranton tomorrow as well as Reading. I'm trying to make both, but I think I'm going to be speaking in Reading, and they'll take care of business in Scranton. You know, a lot of the message is going to be just about the incredible choice to be made now until November 5th. November 5th is no longer Election Day. It's the last day of the election period.
Yeah.
So we need to get those mail-ins, the early voting done. I mean, we just got to make sure we vote. I mean, voter turnout is everything. You were at that Montgomery event, and certainly Michael Whatley, the RNC chair, spoke about that at length. Out in Butler on Saturday, Elon Musk, pretty smart guy, spoke heavily. In fact, he just kept repeating that register, vote, make sure you get there. That's what all of this is about. Because there's everything, it's just so crucial at this point, right? I mean, Kamala's record on the border, on the economy, on spending. They want to spend an additional $2 trillion on top of the deficits they've already run up. The energy policy is gas backwards. I mean, trade deficits. Every time you put on the news on anything where there's numbers, I mean, it's just a disaster. And, and the American people also have to keep in mind there's a lot more to it if we have Kamala in the White House, and then if we don't keep the Senate, and God forbid we lose the House. I mean, the filibuster is in jeopardy. I mean, that's something that holds. You lose that, they'll make D.C. a state. They'll pack the courts. Our republic is in many ways on the ballot. And if we want to hand it to these folks, I mean, their dream is for the party, for the federal government and the media, the Democrat Party, that is, and the federal government, and the media, to all be as one. And, that spells disaster.
It's so true. You know, I know that you were there in Butler over the weekend. What an incredible, it looked like, I don't know, it looked like 100,000 people. I don't know what the crowd size was, but it was. There was so much heart. Can you just give your personal take, Congressman Muser, on what you experienced in Butler?
Sure, Dawn. It makes me smile just thinking about it because it really was such a great day. I mean, the weather was beautiful, and President Trump, I was in the middle of doing a media hit on Newsmax, and Trump won, came flying through. He did a couple of flybys. It was great. We had parachuters coming down. It was so patriotic, and it was so happy, yet at the same time, so solemn, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we were there. A crazy person tried to kill the President Trump. Corey Compitore lost his life while being a hero, while protecting his daughter, while protecting his wife. And myself and Dave McCormick had the opportunity to sit right next to them during the course of the event. And just great people. I mean, just so sad, though, and appreciative, yet sad. And, President Trump, wow, did he handle it well. Just charm and grace and appreciation. And then he had Macchio opera singer come out and Ave Maria. I mean, it was right. It was just and he was just making a tribute to him. We felt it was a tribute to Corey, but also a tribute to the fact that President Trump survived getting shot in the head or the ear. And it was a comeback, right? That's what America is. We get knocked down. The president went down. He said he was going to come back. He felt it was his obligation. He said on July 13th, I'll be back. And he sure as heck was. And, many people thought it was a bad idea. I was probably one of them for his safety purposes to do it. But he did. And, boy, it turned out to be a great idea. It was really something.
Yeah, it was. just looking at, I was looking at your site earlier today and last night. The first thing that struck me says, how can we serve you? Because we were just playing one of the FEMA directors who said, what I want people to do, you know, is just a little different philosophy, kind of shows your philosophy. But I noticed, you know, one of the things, and final question here, is you focus in a lot on your legislation, thinking about Pennsylvania. And we, you know, we suffered during the pandemic, as you well know, and just a lot of, I mean, here in Philadelphia, where I'm broadcasting from, but across Pennsylvania, small businesses, I think about so many people who retired, even doctors, but small businesses, this is something that you have an outlook for small businesses. I just, if we could just get a moment where you would talk about your philosophy on this, how through proper policy, even at your level, congressional level, the executive branch, how we rebuild America.
Well, you know what? I mean, President Trump, like he did in his term, is going to be a rising tide that lifts all boats that aren't weighted down anyway. Even the Democrats now are sunsetting his taxes. Of course, they opened up his secure borders. The assault on American energy has caused a big factor in causing inflation. So they reversed what President Trump was doing to grow our economy, pro-growth initiatives, which, of course, kept inflation down or non-existent virtually, and low interest rates. So we have to get back to that. Those are largely the fundamentals. We cannot allow the Trump tax cuts for small businesses to sunset. It'll be a disaster. It's way over a 20% increase that they'll be facing, and there'll be cutbacks. It'll hurt manufacturing. I mean, these people, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and the minions around them, they talk about making products in the United States. Meanwhile, they talk about putting more costs and regulations on American businesses. And God forbid we allow any reciprocal tariffs on overseas products. I mean, they're just wrong. Everything they do backfires and is wrong and will hurt. And there's no way we can afford it for the next 4 years. So, you know, my philosophy is we got to follow those fundamentals. We've got to allow businesses to be highly competitive, highly competitive. We need great trade agreements that President Trump also installed, and he actually put me on his trade work group at the time, so we can sell all our great products and services and everything else around the world. But then, you know, something going, then it's going to be a competition of states. And if Pennsylvania doesn't rise to the occasion and start getting serious about winning and serious about pro-growth initiatives, Arizona, Tennessee, Georgia, Carolinas, Florida, of course, Texas, Utah, Indiana are going to leave us behind. We're going to continue to lose population. And I'll tell you right now, you know, Josh Shapiro has embraced. He showed us his true colors. I mean, he's embraced all of Kamala Harris's wonderful ideas. For, you know, taxing the so-called rich and everything else. And that's his vision for Pennsylvania. There's no way we can be the next Florida, the next Texas, when we have lack of vision, lack of planning, and lack of pro-growth initiatives. So it's a two-step. We got to win this November 5th, let the president hit the macros, and then we got to get serious here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Congressman Dan Muser, thank you so much for taking the time out. I know you're busy with, you know, dealing with obviously the budget crunch and all of that. I love that you're on among the committees, the Problem Solvers Caucus. We need more of that.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. I think we all should be on it, but I'm definitely staying on it. So, hey, Dawn, thanks. You do such a great job. Really appreciate you.
Thank you, Congressman Muser.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Free Odyssey app.